This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello and welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and on this podcast, we address the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. And you guys, we have a very special couple that we're going to interview today, and Dave is going to tell you all about them.
Yeah, they're way cooler than me, first off. Like, they're just, sometimes you hang out with people and you're like, I'm not cool enough for friends like these. But they're gracious enough to hang with us.
That's right.
Josh and Savannah Alexander, better known online as Josh and Sav. They're changing the world.
They are.
If you've ever been on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or just the internet, you've probably come across them. They're wise beyond their years, super fun, the parents of two beautiful little daughters, and we're excited to have you guys here. So welcome to the Naked Marriage Podcast.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're super, super excited.
Yeah, just us
talking over each other. That's
already
what we do all the time.
Yeah. I love it. It means you're in sync.
That's it.
First question, how can I be cooler?
Oh my God.
You guys, you do cool stuff. You live in a cool town.
I was going to say knock 10 years off. Like, go back 10 years.
Does this mean I can't shop for my clothes at Costco anymore?
Costco has some cool, dope hoodies. I will say that.
I love Costco.
Yeah, Costco is great. Just the hoodies. But Costco's perfect.
Well, they do have some good hoodies.
I hang out there because it's one of the few places left I can go where I'm on the younger end.
Yeah.
This is true.
Most places I go in and I'm like older end, but at Costco, I'm like, I'm young.
Yeah. We have our whole lives ahead of
prime.
Us here.
Yeah. I'm good. Straight.
Well, hey, we want to hear all about you guys, but whenever we're interviewing a couple, we always love to start with this question. Tell us how you met. Tell us the origin story of this great, great love.
Yeah. Well, I was just walking on the sidewalk and she found me and said, I want to marry you.
No.
Do you want to tell them?
No, you tell it.
Okay, I'll start it and then we'll go. So my wife is a professional dancer and I used to do, I still do now in our creative space, but freelance videography. So I would shoot a lot of dancers, shoot a lot of artists, musical artists and things like that. And one day, a dance choreographer hired me to shoot a dance class. And usually you just go in there, you get B-roll footage, and then you shoot the dancers, like groups of dances dancing at you. And Savannah was in that class. I noticed her maybe probably like 20 minutes into the class out of like, how many
there's
girls?
There's probably like 150 girls.
There's a lot of girls in the classroom. And I...
But only one Savannah.
I saw her. And she did like this dance move. And it was like one of these moves. And I was like, wow, okay. That's great. That was awesome. And I saw her and I literally could not focus the entire class. It was also creepy because I was the guy with the camera and the guy with a hat on. And it was just kind of weird. So I didn't want to be too weird. But she says that she noticed me in the class. And to this day, I do not believe it.
Well, I did because for me, he's the only, like he said, he's the guy in the room with the camera. So of course I'm going to notice you. But I actually did think you were cute as well. I did. I really did.
So I did not have the guts to go up to her after the class. I just couldn't do it. I was like, there's no way I'm going to be that guy trying to get her number or whatever. So I did what we all do nowadays is go to Instagram.
Right.
And I will...
slid in the DMs.
I slid in the DMs and I will admit that I did a little Instagram stalking. I had to find this girl that I saw and I went to, different dancers and dance choreographers to try to find her. And I found her. Slid in the DMs. What did I say? I said...
You said that you saw me in the class the other day.
Yes. I said I saw you in the class and that you're like a really good dancer. Just try to be a little smooth with it. She responded. And then I'm taking this to the grave. She gave me her phone number without me asking for her phone number.
What? Nice.
She noticed.
She did know. Yeah. She was like, I'm not on here really anymore.
Yeah, I was like, I don't check my Instagram that often. So like, here's my number.
Gave me the number. And then first thing she did was FaceTime me. And I'm not a FaceTime guy.
That's a high pressure
it
first call.
It was super high pressure first
okay,
call.
Okay, we texted like a few times before that.
Yeah, but I wasn't ready for a FaceTime. I was not ready for a face-to-face. But ever since then, it was like, we broke down a lot of barriers and opened a lot of doors with our conversations and stuff. And that was that. And our first date was at a Shake Shack. It's so funny. The church that I was at, we were breaking a fast and we all said, let's go out to Shake Shack and let's break the fast here. And I said, well, I think that's a perfect place to bring this girl that I'm starting to see or whatever. And now I know, years later, she's told me, she was like, I was actually super nervous.
I was like meeting all of these like important people in his life. And I'm like, I don't even know you.
That is so funny. That's true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, that's the long story short. Yeah.
I love it.
Things in there, but yeah.
That's such a great story. And the dancing thing, this totally makes sense. I've seen some of your dancing videos and y'all are really good. It makes sense. I don't know if you've been able to see them yet, but I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen where people will mimic like good dancers like yourselves and then try to pull it off? Like, we should do that. We should try to do.
We should try. Me trying to
do your
moves.
Dances.
That would 100% go viral.
Yeah, I would break something.
It's so cool how you'll come in together, because I think there was one where you started dancing and then he joined you.
Yes.
Like that,
yeah.
That was a more recent one, I think.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really good. Really
That's,
good.
I'm always trying to follow her footsteps with the dancing.
But you can dance though.
I can like hold a beat.
Yes.
I have rhythm. That's what it is. Yeah.
Too, so.
Awesome. Yeah. That's so cool. Do you all share that too? That's the love of music and rhythm and dance and all that. That's so cool.
Definitely.
And then 4 years married, right?
4 years.
Pretty soon.
October. Yeah. Yep.
October. And two little girls.
Awesome. You guys have been busy. You're making precious daughters, making all this video content. Traveling to Texas to record. I mean, you guys are all over the place. I love it.
Yeah.
Now you just had a move.
Yeah.
And moving with small children, we've done it. It can be one of the most stressful things on earth. People don't talk about this enough, but moving like is listed by itself as one of the top five stressors a human being can go through.
Wow. Oh yeah.
But when you add small kids to the mix, even if you're going someplace you want to go, even if it's exciting,
right,
it is exhausting.
Yeah.
So how's this transition been? Because you're fresh in this move, like a month in.
Super fresh.
I mean, we still have boxes like in our house. Like we're not fully settled yet, but I will say we've moved a lot, just the two of us. And so we felt like, we're like, okay, yeah, we got this.
Yeah.
But we've never moved with children, especially two under two. So it was definitely like eye-opening for us. We were like, okay, this is not for the week.
But, when it was just us and our dog, we would do like we would drive. We would like, because we used to actually live here in Dallas, and we drove from Dallas to Michigan, where we used to live. And we were like, let's just do the drive. It's easy. We'll ship the stuff, do the drive. The first thing I said was, okay, the next time we move, there's no way I'm driving anymore. We're just going to ship the car, ship the stuff. We're getting on a plane or you're getting on the plane with the girls and I'll drive. But
yes.
I ended up getting on the plane with them and was like, we're not doing the full thing because it's stressful.
It is.
And like the littles and like we now live in Portland and that flight is like 4 hours, 30 minutes with two little ones. But Our oldest. I sound like she's like 20. She's not even two, but she's been flying since she was like 2 months. So she's kind of like
she's a pro.
She's a pro at
she
it.
She is,
so
it's
cool. We have to buy her own seat now because like we used to do like the lap child.
Yes,
and she can just
but they can actually be a lap child until they're two. So she still technically can, but we learned that she's very mobile now. And I'm like, she needs her own seat. Like
she needs her own seat.
Like she cannot sit on our lap.
We can't do it. So
money well spent.
Yeah,
yes,
money well
is.
Spent.
It is.
Money well spent. Yeah. So We did the move and we're enjoying it. We're getting acclimated. We're surrounded by the grandparents and stuff now. And the girls aren't here because they're with the grandparents. So it allows us to do trips like these. But yeah, the house is still kind of in shambles. We still got to unpack and do a lot of stuff.
Yes.
But
give yourselves grace.
It's
a process.
So yeah, that's what people have been telling us. Yeah,
that's awesome. And what would you say kind of, and I know you've had a lot going on, a lot of moves, you've been doing all that you're doing and having babies. Mm-hmm. What would you say though, and if you could like rewind the clock back in that time of engagement and like that first year of marriage, what were some of kind of the hardest parts of that for you guys?
What do you think?
I feel like it's funny because we had gotten the advice that, or not the advice, I guess, but just letting us know that the first year of marriage can sometimes be the hardest because it's just such a learning curve.
Yeah.
You've never lived together. You're learning all these things, how to live and be roommates, but also it's your spouse. Like, you love them.
Yeah.
We got married in 2019 and then COVID hit. And so, honestly, our first year of marriage was, like, amazing.
I loved it.
Like, it was like, bliss. We got a dog. our engagement season, I will say, was a little bit tougher. We did long distance. So that was definitely different for us.
Yeah.
We were dating for, like, the first year, and then we got engaged, and we're engaged for 6 months long distance.
It's hard.
But, yeah, that was really tough. I feel like that was probably one of the, like, tougher parts of our relationship.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think when we first got married, and like, you would think, like she said, like, it would be super tough, but it was COVID. So we were like, and we were also living, this is going to sound like we lived everywhere, but we lived in LA at this time. That's where we met, by the way. We met in Los Angeles, and LA was like fully shut down. So like, there was a curfew. We couldn't be out past like 4 o'clock. And I just married my wife. We just found our place and like, everything's good. And then we're like, we got to be together all the time. And we're doing social media full time at that too. So working with my spouse and then also not being able to leave the house, it was fun. But at the same time, it was like, okay, we have to do this for like months on end, people not knowing what's going on with COVID and stuff like that. Yeah. So it definitely was fun. But we compare it to when we were doing long distance and doing long distance for a long time too. Nothing compares to that. Like, if we can be trapped together for our first year of marriage,
we're like, we can do anything.
Yeah, we can do anything. So,
yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, when we just backstage before we got out here, we were all talking to a friend of mine, a friend of ours, a friend of the ministry, Pastor Naroop Alphonse, great guy. And he made an observation. He was talking to me about it one of the last times we talked. He said by the year 2050, he's always got a statistic.
He always does.
He's always reading something.
Yes, this is true.
He said by 2050, the majority of couples in the United States will be interracial couples. And he said, and he himself's in an interracial marriage. And he said, and we face some unique challenges. We've got a great marriage, but we face some unique challenges. And he said, and I think part of the reason why is because even though there's so many folks in this dynamic, it doesn't get talked about, right? And so you two represent an interracial couple. Yeah. Did you have any struggles at all, like with in any way related to that? Or was that not an issue at all?
Yeah, I would definitely say it was more not an issue than an issue, but there were things that would come up where, whether it's things that are happening in the world or things that are happening in America, especially like these past few years with racism and things like that, to where we've had to have conversations. Not like, I wouldn't say have, but to where she's been wanting more clarity on how to feel or how do I feel with certain things like that. And I've loved that with talking to just other people who aren't Black or whatever, like people who are wanting to know about, you know, okay, Josh, well, how does that make you feel? Or how can I help? How can I, you know, be an advocate and things like that? So I will say that those have been like maybe challenging, having tough talks about if, you know, you see something on the news about, you know,
well, there was a lot of tough situations.
I know that you appreciate learning because you're listening to this podcast right now to learn and grow in your marriage, and props to you for that. So I want to give you another opportunity to learn. Our friends at Hillsdale College so believe in equipping our culture with truths related to history, economics, faith, citizenship. They're offering their college-level courses, some of their college-level courses, completely free. I encourage you to check out, to start with, the course on ancient Christianity, which is going to give you a really solid base in understanding what was happening culturally and historically during the early years of the church. It's really, really powerful, and the teaching is world class. You can find out all about it at hillsdale.edu/naked to enroll. And I'm telling you guys, there's no cost. This is free college level education, and it's going to benefit your life. So it's hillsdale.edu/naked to register. Check them out at hillsdale.edu/naked and start learning today. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it has saved its members on average $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And so how it works, it monitors everything you're spending. It gives you a quick snapshot of where the money's going when it feels like money's flying out the windows like it does at our house sometimes. It helps you identify where it's going, and specifically those ongoing subscriptions. Maybe you signed up for a free trial, forgot to cancel it. Next thing you know, you're being charged $10 a month for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And it cancels that stuff for you.
And we want to save you money too, because you guys, life is expensive. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/naked. That's rocketmoney.com/NAKED. rocketmoney.com/naked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She sees that, and then it's kind of like, if we're being real, like, we're in the living room and it's kind of quiet. It's like a little awkward silence, if you will, especially in the first few years of marriage. And I know what I'm feeling, but I don't know, like, I know not 1 ounce of racism is in this girl's bodies, but like, she's never had to experience anything like that. So in my head, I'm like, okay, we're going to have this talk, because I know she's probably feeling a certain type of way, and you've been willing to have that talk. So I would say that. We were talking to Taiwan, who's an amazing producer with this.
He is recently engaged.
Let's go Taiwan.
We were talking to him back there about, because he's in an interracial relationship as well, on certain instances where people look at us out in public a little different than, you know, you would look at a couple who is the same race or whatever. And we shared this story that we were in New York and we were on the subway, and there was this older Black lady. Sure, she was sweet, bless her heart. She was staring at us. And I think the best of people. And I was just like, maybe she's looking at our shoes. We're attractive. She's very pretty. Maybe she was just looking at us because of those reasons. And I'm starting to realize she's starting to up and down me, mean mug me, kind of look at Savannah kind of weird. And I was just didn't think nothing of it. I'm walking off the train and Savannah walks ahead of me. She's off the train now. And she looks at me verbatim, not making this up. She says, you don't like chocolate? And it was funny. But at the time, I was just like, wait, hold on. Wait, what? What is that? What is that even? Okay. So I walked off and I never mentioned it to her. So probably like months later, because I don't want her to have to even think about that. But it made me really think that, you know, that is still evident in today's world. Like, she was thoroughly upset or felt a type of way that I was with a white woman and not, you know, a Black woman or someone of my race. And it's so funny. We've always either cracked jokes about it, or especially on social media, because it's obviously evident, because like, we see comments nowadays sometimes and people are saying like, oh, you should be with a Black woman, you should be with the white guy, and we poke fun at it because it's funny to us that it's still a thing. Yeah. Like, we're still having these conversations on interracial relationships and things like that. So
I feel like we try to make, I don't know, keep it lighthearted, because to us, we're like, I mean, yes, we've been affected by it, but it's not. We try to like not let it get to us, because I feel like that's the only way to, like, especially with the comments, like you said, like, we do get a lot of like hate comments, if you will. And we're just like, you know, it's just crazy that someone can sit behind their phone and just say these things. And I am curious, like, would they say that if they were actually right in front of us?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we just keep it lighthearted.
Yeah, definitely keep it lighthearted and just not make it a big deal.
Yeah.
Because to us, it's not. But we are aware that it's prevalent and people.
And just as public figures, you know, just being online at all.
Yeah.
You know, critics come out of the woodwork about anything. And most critics are not being critical in a constructive way, online at least. They're doing it kind of in a more cowardly way, where they wouldn't say it to your face, but they just want to throw a punch and...
Yeah.
And
drop it and leave.
Yeah.
Like, there's no conversation here. There's no understanding. Yeah.
And that can be hurtful, especially at first when you're just kind of first getting these and then after a while you realize, okay, well, there are just some people that are going to criticize.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah, you guys have such wisdom, such perspective. Mm-hmm. And I just love that we can have these conversations, because so many people listening are in that dynamic. You know, they're, like I said, by 2050, it'll be the majority of couples.
Wow.
And yet, there's still so many backwards mentalities, and there's little comments, and sometimes, sadly, those comments are coming from within the family, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if it's a like the random lady on the subway, but when it's your mom or your dad, or and they're voicing their disapproval of this person, and it has nothing to do with their character, it has everything to do with their melanin, you know?
Right, I mean, exactly.
And that's just hard.
It's heartbreaking,
but that's a reality that a lot of people live in, and we want to platform folks who have different experiences.
Yes.
We've had different struggles, but that has not been one.
Right.
We have so much compassion for those who have experienced those things. But your families love each other.
Get along well and
that's
everything.
That's been the best thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Actually, when we got married, our families, that was our first time ever meeting each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like nerve-wracking, I would say.
It was. They've seen like
they've talked over the phone.
Okay, yes,
like
some interaction.
Like actually physically meeting, that was their first time ever meeting.
Yeah.
But it was really sweet, and our families all love each other.
They love each other. They're all.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, it's a big blessing. And now, like, us being where both of our families are in Portland, like, even that dynamic, because I've always wanted to have not the high school sweetheart, but like somewhere to where, you know, we're in the same city, and like maybe your parents live, you know, 10 minutes that way, parents live that, and now we actually have that, and our kids can be around their grandparents and things like that. So it's definitely great that both of our families get along. No one's, you know, iffy about the other, and we haven't had to deal with that.
That's a gift.
Yeah.
So we'll give a plug. If your families don't get along, we have a brand new book. Married into the Family.
Married into the Family.
The Not-So-Secret Guide to In-Law Relationships. That's right. We will plug it every chance. Taiwan for the win. Sliding it over.
That's it.
That's
so
right.
Cool.
Wherever books are sold, you can get it at exomarriage.com too, and of course Amazon and other places. But
we are going to, this conversation we're having with Josh and Sav is really a two-parter. We want you guys to check out the second part, which is going to be all about parenting, and it's going to be on our brand new Parenting Uncovered podcast.
We're so excited.
Let's get it.
So check over there. And we're going to continue this conversation all about parenting. But before we go, guys, and tell the folks who are listening where they can find you. You've got so much great content. You've got an amazing podcast, video content, social media. Folks could just do a deep dive and a delightful deep dive into all. They could learn dance moves. They could learn life
tips.
That's
true. You could take the dance challenge.
So tell folks where they can.
Definitely.
Where they can get more Josh and Sav.
Honestly, you could just go to joshandsav.com. We have our podcast that we are kind of like looking up to you guys because you guys inspire us with our podcast just to have. It's a marriage podcast.
And it's so good, you guys. It's so good.
Thank you. We talk about faith, marriage, life, social media, and the things that we've learned that have been teachable lessons for us that we want to share with other people. So it's called the For Us Podcast, and that's where we're hanging out every single week. And same with TikTok, where we're having fun, Instagram, YouTube. So yeah, joshandsav.com is where you guys can hang out with us.
I love it.
Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And I hope you guys tune in next time for another Naked Marriage podcast episode. But for those of you parents out there, please go join us on Parenting Uncovered, and we'll continue with Josh and Sav.